Welcome back to the Bromar Show. You already know it's your boy Bromar here, back at it again. Don't forget to subscribe to the Bromar Show on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. Don't forget to follow the Bromar Show on social media, TikTok and Instagram, which is at the Bromar Show. And go ahead and follow the art page on Instagram, which is at Slushy Art. Japan could be going through a little bit of an issue. Is it possible that the United States is heading this way? We'll be talking about that here in just a couple moments. But first, I want to talk about this picture I saw on social media the other day. It's this meme that says, when she likes you but only as a friend. And it's like a picture of like a fast food beverage. And it just has a lid but not a hole to poke through it. And it's like a straw just trying to go through. In which some can imply that the gal you're supposedly friends with does not want to let you smash. In which I get it, you know? Her body, her choice. And to further kind of explain this too, I think men and women view friendship a little differently. It's like a whole thing. I remember there was like this post about it, and I have to look it up. But overall, majority of women tend to treat friendship and a romantic relationship differently than men do. Most women believe that you cannot have a platonic relationship and a romantic relationship at the same time, or in this case, a friendship and a relationship at the same time. And men believe that it is possible to evolve a friendship into a relationship. And that's where that disconnect kind of comes from, and you know, people start getting angry at each other about that. But yeah, obviously it got the comments of like, oh, it's probably an incel posting this, etc., yada yada yada, and which I understand. But as you know, way back in season one, I explained to you how to get out of the friend zone, and it's actually really easy. Like, it's just that easy. It's called walking away. You know, there's like this zone where, yeah, it is friends. Well, you could just step out. Just don't become her friend at all. Or if you end up becoming her friend, that should translate to she's giving you every right to go see other women. And if she throws a fit about how you just don't hang out with her as much, etc., well, I mean, you also have the right to your own attention too, you know? But yeah, is this lid okay that has absolutely no hole to punch the straw through, in which people could imply that's smashing? All you gotta do is get a different lid. Which then translates to just find somebody who will let you smash. Pretty simple, right? And I mean, yeah, it's gonna take a little bit of work, you know. But overall, like, I mean, there's plenty of women that definitely want to smash. So I would just be on the lookout for those type of women instead. Don't worry too much about the friend. I mean, look, listen, if smashing other girls is going to ruin the friendship, then that's not a friend you should really have in life. Because at that point, she's just using you. But yeah, it's pretty simple. Just change the lid into something that will let you have access to whatever's in that cup, you know? But I just really found it interesting that that was a thing. And I know people got angry about it, but I just want to explain it and go more into detail. And again, and to get this through your head, I want you to go back to season one, check out my friend zone episode series, all right? And then also check out the how to get out the friend zone episode. Because if you're still struggling with this, like, honestly, I'm telling you, it's easier than you think. Like, sometimes you're a little too attached, you kind of overthink things about this whole situation. Like, it's pretty simple. All right, so your boy here has noticed a little bit of a trend. It's not necessarily trending, but it has come to my attention because Asian culture does take a little bit of interest in me, specifically Japanese culture. And I encountered this video of how there are some rural schools in Japan, this is in rural Japan, that are closing down because there's just a decline in birth rate. Not a lot of students are coming in. There's a lot of people just moving into the cities, etc. That's just one instance. And then the other instance was that there was this guy on TikTok who apparently was from Sweden. He ended up buying a house or a place real cheap in Japan. And I mean, yes, it could use a little remodeling, but it didn't look too bad, honestly. It looked like it was still standing firm, no like cracks on the window, ceiling, etc. So the whole place seemed like it was well structured. And the guy stated that because there is a declining birth rate in Japan, especially in rural areas, there's just a lot of vacancies in those places. Japan is experiencing a birth rate decline. And I'm not sure if I talked about this on the show before, but the US is also facing a birth rate decline. Well, lots of declines, actually. There's a marriage decline, there's a divorce decline, there's a birth rate decline. And I could see why some of these quote-unquote channels will talk about, the destruction of the nuclear family and traditional values. Okay, yeah, whatever. I get it, all right? I see it in the stats. I understand. But I really don't know what else to tell you and what solution to really provide for you, because I think this, at least in the United States, it's fixing itself somewhat. Japan, not so much. Japan doesn't have that luxury. The United States does. So I asked the question, is it possible that the United States is heading the same direction Japan is with the decline in birth rates? I personally believe that no, the US is not heading that same direction Japan is. Yes, they will continue to have a birth rate decline, just like Japan, but I don't think the effects will be the same. See, what you have to understand is Japan has one of the strictest immigration laws. The process of just getting a visa or just getting approval of staying there, it's very long and complicated, and you can't be naturalized as a Japanese citizen in the country of Japan. I think the only way you can is if you are born in the country of Japan. That's how you become a naturalized Japanese citizen. And I think the most you can actually do is be a permanent resident, but you won't be recognized as a Japanese citizen, like legally. But here in the US, you can sign up and fill out the naturalization process, and in a couple years, you would be considered a naturalized citizen of the United States. Essentially, what I'm trying to say here is the reason why the United States is not going to have such a difficult time dealing with the effects or the consequences of a declining birth rate, it is because they can just replace the declining birth rate with immigration. Let me explain this a little bit more. So in Japan, at least from what I understand in the video I was watching, one of the schools and plenty of rural schools across Japan are closing just due to the fact that there's less younger people attending them. And interestingly enough, here in the US, when I was still maybe middle school, high school, two schools in my township closed, and this was like several years ago. Now, what's interesting about these two schools is that they now are like adult learning centers. So that means those people that didn't graduate high school or haven't got their GED yet, that's where they can go get it, I guess. And I don't know if Japan can do that, like turn their school into like a learning center or something for those that didn't graduate. But knowing Japan, that they're pretty, I would say they're pretty strict about their education system too. There's not a lot of high school dropouts roaming around. Here in the US, I mean, everywhere, duh. But the thing I'm trying to get at is this. You come here to the United States, right? And let's just say you come from a different country and you have children with you, right? You want to send those children to school. And let's just say the school has several vacancy spots for students, and all you have to do is just sign them up and they'll discuss the terms and all that mess, etc. There you go. They have students now. Congratulations, right? To the school. Or in this case, because of how underpaid the teaching position is here in the United States, have someone come from a different country that knows how to speak English and can teach the language, fly over and teach as a teacher. And perhaps that is actually more money than what they paid back at their previous country. So, I mean, they can just do that by, again, replacing those vacancies with immigrants. I love this country. Look, listen, I know United States have a lot of shit to work on, but nonetheless, just looking at it, The opportunities just provided here are dinner fucking outstanding. Like, don't mean to sound too patriotic and American here, but this country is so great it can go through a birth rate decline and not be affected by it. And with Japan, they don't have that same luxury. Look, birth rates have declined, people are moving into the cities, and they have nowhere else to bring people from. They can try to bring people from the US or other countries, but I mean, the process to doing that, it takes a lot. So you have to be really passionate, just really focused on going to Japan if you really want to get there, because it is a long and grueling one. Japan is an amazing country. It's great. And I would love to visit Japan too. But you have to understand, you have to put in some work to be in Japan. That's also why it's a great country. But again, Japan doesn't have that same luxury that the US does in regards to doing something about their birth rate declining. Because again, the US can just let immigrants replace the declining birth rate. Japan, I mean, they could do it too, but it's a little bit difficult to accomplish just because they're simply just not open to the idea. And what's interesting is, I mean, the people in the rural areas describe that, hey, that school has just a lot of history and they don't want it to go away. And I would say it'll be an interesting compromise if you have outsiders come in to learn at those schools, right? And I mean, also learn about the history there at the same time and pertain part of the history and spread that history, spread that knowledge to other countries. But that's just my theory in regards to, even though both countries, Japan and the United States, are experiencing a decline in birth rates, United States is not heading that same direction or is not feeling the effects that Japan is feeling, because the United States can easily replenish those vacant spots with immigrants. So that's all I'm trying to go at in regards to this. And if you found it interesting, go ahead and let me know. And I honestly found that very interesting. So that's going to do it for me. Thanks again for listening, and until the next one.